you want to get a hold of us while we're on the show or after, you can certainly send us an email to gardentalkradio@gmail.com. GardenTalkRadio@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to talk to us, you can certainly give us a dial up toll free coast to coast. That number, 1-800-927-SHOW. 1-800-927-7469. That is the Proclamation Hotline, brought to you by Proclamation Goods.
Proclamation Goods creates cookware for the eco-conscious home chef. Their pans are non-toxic, have a lifetime warranty, and are made in Wisconsin. Their award-winning stainless steel Proclamation Duo cookware set is a 12-inch skillet and a stockpot that doubles as a wok. Best of all, a skillet and stockpot hinge together to form a Dutch oven. It's two pans with the versatility of 10, empowering you to cook more with less. If you care about your health and strive for a more sustainable lifestyle, then Proclamation Goods is for you. Supplies limited, so order yours now at ProclamationGoods.com.
ProclamationGoods.com. Thank you for being part of the program, as well as all the other sponsors you have heard and are hearing throughout the show and throughout the year. We're going to get into the conversation, Holly, of composting. Now, for some, they may feel that composting is a very complicated means of breaking down food scraps and then turning it into soil. However, once you understand the basis of composting, everything else kind of falls into place.
Right. And that's correct. There is a couple different types of composting. One, you can just do like a cold compost where you put all of your composting items in a bin or a pile, or you make something out of like pallets, something like that.
Would you like label that as the easy or the lazy person? I don't know if lazy would be the right.
I would say it's like you don't want to
overthink you're doing something, but you don't want to put an effort. You want to waste extra time on it.
Not even waste extra time, just more or less you want to keep it as simple as possible.
And that takes a while.
Yeah, it does take a while. So that is the slowest method, and also it doesn't necessarily kill all the weed seeds. So that's the least efficient method, but it's definitely the easiest.
But you're still composting. You're not throwing the scraps away.
Right, absolutely. You're still composting. There's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
We've done it for quite some time.
And I'm still doing it.
Yeah.
Then there is hot composting, a process in which you mix a ratio of brown, dry materials to green, wet materials in a pile, in a barrel, in a basket, in a bin, and then stirring it in order to get the process to break down quicker and to get that internal temperature to elevate in order to kill those weed seeds and any bacteria that may be in there that's bad.
Right. And that is the hot composting process. And you can use, whether this be something that you create yourself or you buy some sort of apparatus to do this, like the hot bin composter.
Yeah. It breaks down. Their sponsor, hotbincomposting.com, hotbincomposting-usa.com, breaks down food scraps within 30 to 90 days, and you can put meat and bones and fish in there and other items in which is not recommended into an outdoor or traditional, I guess would be the word, compost pile. If you're interested, through August 15th, you can save $25 off your favorite hot bin composting model by using my name, Joey22, at checkout. We've gotten the 26-gallon model, which you can go to our parent website and search hot bin composting, and you can see our unveiling of it and how we are using it. And there also is a 52-gallon one, which is for families of 3 to 5. The 26 is recommended for families of 1 to 3. So $25 off through August 15th, Joey22 at checkout. Save $25 off at hotbincomposting-usa.com. And it's really a cool unit. It's got a bunch of stuff, but I don't want
there's some people that – oh, go ahead.
I don't want this to be an info commercial about them, but I want to be able to make known that it exists.
It's really neat. I think it's really cool. So there's some people that also do this like really passive composting where they might have some food scraps like some banana peels, apple cores. They go out to their garden and on the edge of the garden they just kind of bury it a little
like
bit.
Trench composting.
Like trench composting,
okay.
Yeah. So there's that as well. I would not do that with weed seed plants. anything that could create more weeds for your garden. But if you have, maybe you're just one person and you want to use your kitchen scraps, you know, you got some fruit, vegetable, kitchen scraps, and you want to kind of give it back to the earth, you would do that.
Some people will often decide where they're going to plant certain plants the coming year, dig a hole, throw those items in there, preferably things that don't have seeds like watermelon seeds or pumpkin or squash or whatever, and then cover it up and then plant in that area the coming year. And it's kind of already built some nutrient value up in the soil. So you've got your hot composting, you got your cold composting, you got your hot bin composting, you got your trench composting. There's a variety of other methods of breaking it down, but the basic formula is essentially, and then there's some formulations that are different, but half green, half brown, half wet material, whether that's kitchen scraps, chemical-free, seed-free grass clippings, any type of green material such as weeds, and then 50% of brown material, shredded paper, shredded cardboard, shredded wood, twigs, that type of thing, dried grass clippings that's totally dry, no moisture in it. And you mix those two together in a ratio where the bacteria will start fighting or start working in that pile, and that's where you get that intense heat coming from. If you want to have your seeds of whatever in that pile to die off, you need to get it as hot as possible. And based on the type of composting method or unit, there are certain gauges in which you need to hit in order to kill the viability of those seeds. And you can do this pretty much anywhere. Now, there are certain municipalities, and we've talked about this with guests in regards to rainwater collection, that is illegal to have certain types of composting methods in their city. You'd have to have something with, for example, no open lid or open container.
Right, or you might have to have it raised off the ground.
Right, in a tumbler.
Yeah, a tumbler or something like that because of, different nocturnal creatures that could come and look for those food scraps.
Little creatures with people hands?
Yes. Yeah. Like the raccoons, or a.k.a. trash pandas.
Well, it depends on where you're at.
Yeah.
So composting, if you've not done composting, Holly, I mean, I guess it depends on where you're at. If you're in a high-rise apartment, you can use the hot bin composting method. It's enclosed. It doesn't smell.
No.
And you can pack a lot in there, and it breaks down very quickly. So you can use that compost to start new plants inside or top off the plants in which you have. Or if you really want to get creative, you can, you know, give it away or sell it. If you're in more of an area in which you have that space, you can do ground composting, cold or hot, and make it a large composting procedure. The standard, if you're – and I'm going to harp on this for a minute. The hot bin composting unit, because of the way it's made and the way it works, you don't have to have large volumes of of material inside of it. Traditionally, you need a large pile, recommendation is.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why the one that's for 1 to 3 people is kind of neat because – you don't have to, like you said, you don't have to have a large amount of anything to put in it.
And they recommend if you're doing like an outdoor traditional compost, you need 1 cubic yard, which is 3 foot by 3 foot by 3 foot by 3 foot cube. That's a lot of material if you buy the book, quotation marks, if you want to do it the right way by, you know, quotation marks here. That's a lot of material you got to scrounge up.
Yeah. Yep, definitely.
I mean, you can do it in a smaller pile, but it's not nearly as effective as a bigger pile to have more material and the breakdown process and all that.
Absolutely. And that's something to keep in mind, whether you whatever compost decision method you want to do, you want to make sure that it's something that is a good fit for you.
And we recommend in your space. Composting.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. A very, very effective way in whatever means you can do such. Well, another effective means in which you can do is check out Walton's Incorporated, waltonsinc.com, for all of your processing and cooking needs.
At Walton's Inc., you can get all the equipment, seasoning, supplies to make sausage, jerky, and any other meat product your way to your high standards. Do you want to make snack sticks that people will actually like? Walton's created meatgistics.com, an informational site to help you make the best finished product.
We've had meat sticks that were horrible.
Yeah.
The store-bought and or custom-made, they're bad.
There are some.
Yeah,
ones.
You got to make your own so you know what you're, you know,
yeah,
you can do
they,
it right.
Yep. So they have an informational site to help you make the best finished product. Walton's even has a line of their own meat grinders, mixers, sausage stuffers to help you go from animal to edible effectively. Walton's everything but the meat. You can use code GROW50 to save 10% off your orders of 50 or more and get free shipping.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.